Sportscast, July 20th, 2020 AD. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, Periscope, iTunes. And if you're on iTunes, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And visit us on thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net, for the latest in sports news. This episode is brought to you by InstaBible app. You can download the InstaBible app on the iOS App Store if your phone has space. La Liga, the Spanish soccer league in Spain, has awarded Real Madrid as the champions of Spain, Zidane's Real Madrid. And joining us today, all the way from Fort Lauderdale, practicing social distancing, Jaime Fernandez. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thank you, Santiago. It's very important for our listeners to keep that social distance and to be safe.
It's been a while that we haven't that you haven't been on, but what have you been up to this past year?
No much. I mean, like it's been a hard time without football for 3 months, but at least we enjoy. They did good at bringing the football back, so at least we have an intense, basically 1 month, so it's been good.
As Jaime was saying, during the pandemic, there was about 2-3 months of no soccer, but when Real Madrid came back from the break, they were unstoppable. They won all their games won all their games after the break, and Real Madrid is Spain champions, La Liga champions, with 87 points. Jaime, tell me your recap of how did Real Madrid do this?
Well, it was definitely, they were second before they restarted La Liga, and they knew that if they win all the games, they were going to have chances. Yesterday they tied, but they were already champion. But it was incredible. They make 10 out of 10 games, which is like very, very difficult. I think it was, more than 10. It was 11 games. Because the first game, it was against Eibar. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, they did 10 games.
Yeah, about 10.
10 games plus one that they tied. But yeah, they were mentally prepared. I've been following Ramos during this pandemic, and he's been like crazy about getting fit and crazy about getting back in the best shape to play, because they knew how important it was going to be playing every 3 days. So yeah, they were the best. Unfortunately for me, Barcelona, they lost a couple of games, or they tied. So that's enough to lose the league.
Before the restart, where was the table at? Was Barcelona like first place? Like how much apart was the points?
Barcelona was, I think, 2 points apart.
And then Real Madrid came back and won it. Now tell me, what did Zidane do when the restart happened? What did it do to change Real Madrid? Zinedine Zidane bring to the table for Real Madrid?
Well, I think Zidane is a master. So he knows how to trade their players, and he knows how important and how much role every player has for this team. So, based on that importance, he knew, okay, I need to go game by game, and I need to let these players know that definitely we need to win every single game, no matter if it's the score 1-0, but we need to win every single game. So that little chip that they put in every single player, it was very important to make it happen. And you know, Barcelona had tough games at the same time. the calendar was a little bit more tough for Barcelona. So Real Madrid knew that they were going to have a chance. So it was really good, really good. But every player had their importance. And he basically, there's a statistic that says that 21 players of Real Madrid scored this season, which is crazy.
Who do you think was the most important player for Real Madrid since the restart?
I mean, definitely Ramos. First, because he's the captain, so he's the main voice in that team. And also because he scores, like, I think, like 7 goals. It was crazy. He scores all type of goals, penalty. He scores a free kick. He scores header. He scores a normal goal running. He's been definitely the best. But also Benzema has been important, fighting till the last game against Messi for the top scorer. And Courtois really, as a goalkeeper, he demonstrates for Real Madrid fans that we don't miss Keylor Navas anymore. So it's been good.
But wasn't Courtois not that good before the restart?
No, he was good. The thing is, he obviously had a couple of games where, where fans and, like other sports guys were mentioned, like, maybe he's not the Real Madrid goalkeeper that they were looking for. But from the beginning, I knew Courtois was going to do good because, he already won 2 goalkeeper awards in the past in the Spanish Liga with Atletico. So when you got these awards, you demonstrate that you are the best. So definitely he's a great goalkeeper. I don't want to say the best because Oblak and Ter Stegen are really good too, but he's definitely one of the 3.
One of the players that I've been hearing a lot of buzz was Frenchman Raphael Varane. Can you tell us what value he brought to Madrid this season?
Well, the most important value is that with Ramos, they create a very compact, very very secure. You knew that there was not gonna be a lot of goals against Real Madrid because Varane and Ramos. And the second factor is that he usually gets injured during the season, like at least a couple of times. And if I'm not mistaken, this season he hasn't been injured. So that's very important.
Staying healthy. Now, Bale. What? Obviously, Bale has been a interesting figure for Real Madrid since he got there. How do you think he did overall this season?
Horrible, terrible. He definitely was, I don't know, unprofessional, and I can tell you a lot of different adjectives of how bad Bale being for Real Madrid this season.
Yes, Gareth Bale.
He should leave. He should leave. After this summer, he should move back to the Premier League or maybe the Italian League, but
with Juventus.
He should not stay in La Liga because his time is over.
Now, what do you think Zidane thought of Bale? Do you think Zidane was able to bring him into the fray, or do you think he kind of gave up on him as well?
I mean, it's a little bit of both because when you have such an unprofessional character that you heard news that he's been playing golf and he's not focused. It's completely the opposite of guys like Ramos and Benzema. So when you have 20 people rowing the same way and you have one that's going the opposite, you're not going to notice. You don't notice because you have 20 guys rowing.
A Real Madrid... Yeah, go ahead.
No. So yeah, that's why, I mean, it was not necessary for Zidane to come with Bale, just because the fact that he obviously, we didn't need him to win the league.
Very expensive player, as we can talk about more in the podcast. Jaime, what does Real Madrid need to do to repeat next year?
Well, in order to repeat this next year, I think Zidane needs to believe that he can do it again, counting with the same players. Obviously, James and Bale, they are going to leave Real Madrid. We will just need to bring a couple of guys to replace those positions. But I think he did great because he counts also with these two Brazilians, Vinicius and Rodrigo. So next year, they're going to get better and better. Hazard's been injured in most of the season. So I think Real Madrid can definitely win next season. But I know Barcelona is going to bring really good players, so they're definitely going to keep fighting, you know?
Eden Hazard, you guys signed him about a year ago, or was it 2 years ago?
No, a year ago.
Yeah, a year ago. What's up with Hazard? Do you think he has another chance? Like, do you think he can bring that level he did with Chelsea, with Real Madrid? I know this season was not the best, but do you think he has another shot with Real Madrid?
Oh, definitely. And the season is not over yet because we still have an important game with Champions League. And that's a game to redeem yourself and to make the Real Madrid fans believe in you, you know? So I know it's all the cards in one game, but, I mean, if there is a player that can show up that good, Eden Hazard,
of course. And what Jaime just brought up, the Champions League game they have against Man City on August 7th, next month, in 2 weeks. They had to overcome a 3-1 deficit, Jaime. Can Real Madrid do it? Even though Man City is also in a momentum, can Real Madrid turn things around?
Yeah, it's a 2-1. So if Real Madrid wins 0-2, they are in the next round, but it's going to be tough. I mean, if there is a team that can do this right now, it's Real Madrid. Because mentally, they are prepared. They are in a great path, in a winning path. So right now, it's difficult to beat them. At the same time, Man City, they lose the Premier League. They lose the FA Cup. So they only have one chance. So it's going to be definitely a really good game. If I was a soccer fan, I would never miss that game. I think it's definitely going to be a game to watch.
You heard it here at the Sportscast. Can Zidane outcoach Guardiola?
Can you repeat, sorry?
Can Zidane outcoach Guardiola?
Definitely. I mean, they're too good. They are too good. And we need to be thankful because they know how to use every single player and how to use tactics as a chess player. It's crazy.
It's quite crazy. Now, obviously, La Liga concluded yesterday. The final table was Real Madrid first, second Barcelona, then Atletico Madrid, Sevilla, Villarreal, and sixth Real Sociedad. Jaime, what were your thoughts about this top six? Obviously Real Madrid impressed you, but do you think this is a solid number six, you know, top six? What are your thoughts about the finish?
Yeah, I mean, definitely the top six are always going to be the best teams, right? I mean, Real Sociedad before this pandemic, they were in the Champions League and in the top four position in the Champions League qualify. And they did a really bad games after pandemic, so that's why they were relegated to the sixth position. But in general, I mean, Sevilla and Atletico, they actually tie with 70 points. they were pretty solid during the entire league. I mean, they are good teams. They have good squads, and I definitely feel like next Champions League, Atletico and Sevilla, they are gonna say, here, we are here, and we are gonna fight for this trophy. And then Villarreal, they played really good also overall. There's a couple of players are gonna retire from that team. Cazorla, I think, is going to the Emirates. And then in general, I mean, Granada also, they came from the second division and they made it to the Europa League. So they are gonna play for the first time in their history in the Europa League next year. So definitely, I mean, it was tough these last 11, 12 games because there was a lot of positions that they need to play, you know.
And the teams that got relegated was Leganes, Mallorca, and Espanyol. Now there's only one team in the Catalan-Barcelona region. What do you think about those teams getting relegated?
Well, Espanyol, they play horrible. They play a really, you know, like poor football and... because they didn't know how to trade. I feel, in my opinion, they didn't know how to trade their coach because they had actually three coaches during the season. And also, this been happening before other years with Spanish teams, and I bet you with other teams. But the teams that play Europa League or Champions League and they are not prepared, meaning they don't have 23 good players to play that two because they play actually with the Copa del Rey, they play three. They fight for three trophies. If you don't have a really good squad to play those, you're going to suffer. And that happened before to Espanyol. It happened before to Real Sociedad. I remember it happened to Villarreal. It happened to a lot of teams that they ended up going to the second division. It happened to Celta de Vigo and relegated to the second division because they didn't strategize as good as they thought. And they ended up losing, you know. And that's tough because now it's very difficult to come back again to the first division.
Very difficult. And the teams that are going to the first division, La Liga, is Cadiz and Esti Huesca. And, of course, the third place is going to be decided this week, I believe.
Yeah, there's going to be a playoff during the next 2 weeks. It's very tough to get to the first division because two goes direct, but in the third place, you play like a little playoff between four teams. So, I mean, Cadiz is one of those classic Andalusia teams that they are always between the second and the first division. And they are back. They are back and... They always say this about their supporters, that they are very, very good supporters. They all wear the jersey. They all go every Sunday. And they have fun. They have fun in the stadium. And people love to watch that team in the first division because they know it's going to be a fun game whenever you play against them there. And then Huesca, they actually get... how do you say relegated? No, relegated, yeah, last year.
Yeah, relegated, yeah, correct.
Relegated, and they are back again to the first division. So they've been, as they say in Spain, they've been only 1 year in the hell.
In an inferno.
They are back. In el infierno.
Interesting. Yeah, these two teams, I've never seen them before, but I'm really glad. Real Zaragoza will have a chance because I've seen that team in La Liga before. And Rayo Vallecano.
Yeah, they have chances, but I think actually Rayo Vallecano, they lose their chances today. They play a game, and because other teams won, they lose their chances. So right now the playoff, I think it's going to be between four teams, which are Zaragoza, Almeria, Girona, and Elche. But there is still one more game to play, so we will see.
Who do you think will get that third spot?
I definitely have a feeling that it's going to be Almeria, another team from the south.
Yeah, which they're up top in the playoff seed.
I prefer Zaragoza because it's a Spanish classic one, and it's, you know, it's a really good team. But I don't know. I think Almeria is bringing a good squad, and I think they can make it.
We'll see what happens. Of course, this will be decided this week of who will, you know, be promoted to La Liga. Jaime, if you had to buy one player in the world for Real Madrid, who do you have in mind?
If I need to buy one player for Real Madrid?
Yes.
Oh, that's a good question.
I think we
definitely need a striker because Benzema is getting old. And we need some... I would buy Haaland. I would buy Haaland from Borussia Dortmund.
Haaland? Oh, wow. How about Isco?
Isco is good. he keeps making those passes, those assists in the last section of the pitch. So it's good.
Of course, we'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks. The Champions League, of course, we'll be previewing
that.
What
do you think is Real Madrid missing in their squad?
I think they're missing a midfielder, either defensive midfielder. I don't know about Casemiro. I'm not a fan of it.
No, you're not a fan.
I think they need somebody to have more defense, more breaks, like an Isco type. But I don't know exactly. I have to see who's available.
Maybe a Berratti. You think a Berratti?
Wow, that's not a bad idea. You like him, don't you?
He's good.
But of course,
I prefer Casemiro. I will not change Casemiro.
You wouldn't let him go yet?
Oh, no. He's super good, and he's young. He's like 20, 26 or 27.
Yeah, he's talented. I don't know. He just needs something to just ice it up a little bit in the CDM area. So we'll see. We'll see what happens in Real Madrid. Of course, Zidane is a good sales point. I think he's a great coach. I think a lot of players respect him. And I think a lot of players want to play for him as well.
Yeah.
So,
of course, yeah.
Obviously, I mean, I don't know if he's very good tactical like Mourinho or is he just well-respected. I have no idea. But, you know, he's still a young coach. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyways, let's go on to England. FA Cup on Saturday. Arsenal beat Man City. Has Arteta figured out Guardiola already?
Finally.
It's the second time they meet. It took
him some time, but probably Arsenal fans are happy that they're going to play a final of the FA Cup. And they beat Manchester. Liverpool is not there. Man United is not there. So definitely they have chances to win this FA Cup. But in the other side, Chelsea was beating Man United. So, I don't know. Chelsea has a really good team.
Yes, of course. Like Jaime says, Chelsea has Christian Pulisic that is on fire right now. He didn't play on Sunday. But who needs it more, Arsenal or Chelsea?
Well, I feel after... I mean, I heard that Chelsea signed Timo Werner and they signed another one from Ajax and they're about to sign Havertz. So, you know, I feel like Chelsea still, no matter what, if they lose, they are going to play Champions League. So they're still going to do an amazing year next season. But Arsenal, I don't even know. I think they are not going to qualify for Europa League at all. No, they cannot qualify.
No, they're actually at eighth place, I believe. So they're not going to make it. So
yeah,
you think Arsenal needs it more than Chelsea?
Oh, yeah. They need to burn their boats and go against Chelsea like it's the last game of the century.
Who do you prefer, Arteta?
Also,
yeah, go ahead.
Also, it's a chance for them to keep good players. I heard that Aubameyang wants to leave.
No way.
And, you know, I don't know. Like, I feel like they don't win against Chelsea, a lot of good players are going to end up leaving Arsenal because, you know, they players want to play the best competitions. And if you don't play, I'm not pretty sure about this. Maybe you know, Santiago, the winner of the FA Cup will play, will have access to play the Europa League?
No, or no, nothing. Just a trophy.
Because in Spain, the winner of the Copa del Rey gains a spot in the Europa League.
As far, I mean, if the rules have changed these past 3 months, I don't think so.
No. Maybe no.
Yeah, maybe not. Who have you liked this? I mean, who have you liked so far this year? Arteta or Frank Lampard?
I mean, I definitely, if I need to pick, I will pick Frank Lampard because it's his first season. And man, he's been doing really good. He is still, well, he's gonna get kicked out of the Champions League because they lose really bad against Bayern Munich in the first leg. But they make a number. They are in the third position in the Premier League. They make it to the FA Cup final. And they are in, you know, almost in quarterfinals of Champions League. So if I need to pick, I will choose Lampard. I think he did amazing season in his first season as a really as a top team club, you know, because I think he used to be coach for Derby, right? Or something like that.
Yes. He was with Derby City, and then he got hired on to Chelsea this past season with a transfer ban. So he was able to manage the team and possibly finish in the top four in the Premier League. So it's been a great start for Chelsea since the restart. It's been very good for them. So we'll see what happens. So give us a prediction for the FA Cup final, Arsenal versus Chelsea, with a score.
If I need to say, I will say they are going to tie. It's going to be a 1-1 or a 2-2 final. I'm going to say 2-2. They're going to tie 2-2, and I think Arsenal is going to win in the penalty.
Arsenal wins in penalties. That's fair enough.
And what about you?
I think it's going to be Arsenal, man. They need it. You're right. Have to win. I'm going to say Arsenal 2-1. Arsenal 2-1, all in relegation. And, of course, we're going to see a lot more. Arsenal needs to win this game. And I think Arteta wants to have a good ending to this season. It's been a bizarre season because he got hired on, I think it was like in January, or was it last year in October? I don't remember. But which you thought it was a surprise hiring because you thought like Arteta was a little bit premature to go to a higher club like that.
And I guess I was not wrong.
No, anything's doable.
I mean, they make it to the FA Cup final, which is very good. But in general, Arsenal, they're gonna end up being 10 in the Premier League, which is
not good.
Is really bad for a club like Arsenal.
Arsenal
fans are not very happy with Arteta.
You think Tottenham can make the top five?
I think the thing is the last game, they have an easy game against Crystal Palace. So they probably can make it.
Depending on the other.
United's last game is West Ham, so they are going to make it. But the problem is Leicester in their last game. Sorry, in their last game, Leicester plays against Man United. So I don't know if I think Man U is going to steal that fourth position, and they are going to be able to be in the Champions League next year.
That is a very exciting race because Leicester definitely has not done well since the restart, and they've been falling from the table pretty deep. But yeah, Man United could make it, even Wolverhampton Wolves. So we'll definitely be following what happens. There's games this week, and of course Sunday is the last, the last day for the Premier League, and then next Saturday is the FA Cup final between Arsenal and Chelsea. And of course, after that, the Champions League, which we'll have Jaime again to predict what's going to happen, because it'll be a one-off in Lisboa or Lisbon, whatever you want to call it. And, of course, I know that you think Real Madrid has a shot, or you were saying Atletico Madrid has a shot.
Well, I will say, yeah, Atletico Madrid has a big shot to make it this, at least make it to the final, you know?
Yeah. And you were saying PSG, is also looking good.
Yeah, I will say this year, I have a feeling that PSG or Bayern Munich, they are going to make it to the final.
And PSG has only been playing only friendlies this past month because League One is completely suspended for the year.
Yeah, but anyways, I feel they have a good team too. At least they definitely gonna win against Atalanta, and then let's see.
Of course, we'll
play against Atletico.
Of course, we will have a show before the Champions League games begin in August, early August, August, and we'll see what happens in the best tournament in football and European football. Anything else before we head into random questions?
No, I can't wait for the Champions League. It's going to be definitely a good way to finish the season. And I think it's gonna be definitely different, because it's only gonna be one game. There's not gonna be two games.
So, yeah, it's single elimination.
Elimination. So it's definitely gonna be interesting, the Champions League this year.
And there's no word when La Liga will restart for next season, right? There's no word yet.
Yeah. September 12th.
Okay, same as the Bundesliga as well.
Yep.
So, should be exciting. The Premier League, I haven't heard anything, but it's probably around those dates, I bet. Yep. We'll see what happens. Okay, random question of the day on the Sportscast Twitter. What is your all-time favorite lollipop? Tootsie Pop, Blow Pop, Holly Rancher, okay, or D-U-M, Dum Dums.
Fruit by the foot.
Okay, there you go. Tootsie Pop is winning 50%, Blow Pop 20%, is second place. Dum Dums is tied with Jolly Rancher at 15%. Of course, you can go to our Twitter poll and vote at the Sportscast 1. Jaime Fernandez, what is the best way to reach you to talk to you about how great Real Madrid is?
Well, I would say the best way to reach me is through you, Santiago. you are our local guy, and everybody is, when it's related to sports, everybody wants to talk to you first. But they can reach me also through my Twitter, which is at @SoloVivesFootball.
Solo Vives Football. I had a dinner 2 weeks ago with Jaime. I won the bet that Liverpool will win the Premier League. And Jaime, you chose Arsenal, right? Or Man United?
No, I chose Tottenham.
Tottenham, that's right, which is not a bad choice. But back then, Pochettino was manager. Now it's currently Jose Mourinho. So
exactly.
Quite a change, hasn't it?
Big change, yeah, but let's see.
Let's see.
Maybe well, next season.
That's football. It's not for long. You gotta have results as soon as possible and hopefully get a trophy. That is the key to keep your job in soccer, especially in European soccer. And you could reach us at the Sportscast 1 on Twitter or at thesportscast.net is our website. We'll be having tomorrow a Alabama cast tomorrow night with Justin Riley. So stay tuned for that. And, of course, this week is the last week for league football, league soccer. We'll definitely keep you guys up to date on what's happening. Then the Champions League in August. Then the leagues come back for their seasons in September. So it's nonstop. the restart has been good for some teams and some, and also a few players that needed some health, needed to recuperate any type of bruises or knocks. Anyways, Jaime Fernandez, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast.
Thank you for inviting me, Santiago. See you next time.